Welcome to It's Upgrade Season, the only place to get raw and unfiltered advice on how to get your shit together one week at a time. I'm your host, Alexandria, and join me every Monday for The Upgrade and every Friday for The Wind Down, where I'm going to be answering your dilemmas. Small shifts, huge upgrades. Let's fucking do this. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I have such a juicy episode for you today, and I just want to shout out the girlies on Instagram who voted for this episode as well, because I had a couple of ideas rolling around. I put out a poll on Instagram. This was a clear front runner, although the other ones got pretty decent votes as well. So we'll probably bring those episodes on next. But I'm going to talk to you all about the messy fucking middle. That horrible part in between when you are questioning your sanity, you're questioning your life, you're questioning your decisions, you're wondering what the fuck is going on. That is what we're going to dive into today. But before that, I just wanted to start with the biggest heartfelt thank you ever, because this podcast, as I'm going to share in this episode, had a messy middle. It's had a very messy middle where I was like, what the hell am I doing? I won't go into it too much because I do want to share this in the episode, but I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And we launched, and I have just been blown away by the response. Like, thank you, thank you, thank you for every single DM, every single share, every single review. I just can't believe it. Like, we've had top episodes sitting next to Mel fucking Robbins in the charts. It's insane. We've been featured new shows. We've been in the charts ahead of Tony Robbins. Like, what the hell is life? Like, this is just crazy. So thank you so, so much. And please just continue to spread the word about this podcast. It means so much when I see you sharing things on Instagram, like WhatsApp an episode to a friend who you think would enjoy it. I really want to bring more live shows. We're going to be in London, we're going to be in Manchester, and I want to bring you epic guests as well. So every share, every review, every sending to a friend, it all counts. So please, please, please keep sharing. And thank you so much for all your support so far. So we'll talk about the messy middle. Now, the messy middle, this can apply to so many different areas of your life. The messy middle could be in your business. A messy middle could be in your relationships. A messy middle could be in a personal goal that you have. There's lots of places that this can show up. But what is the messy middle? Well, I like to think of the messy middle as the stage where the initial excitement has worn off, but the finish line still seems distant, okay? And in this intervening period, in this mushy, mushy place where we're questioning so much, we've got all this doubt, we've got all this uncertainty, we have so much fear, we have frustration, we have overwhelm. All these things are coming up for us. And like I said, I've had quite a few messy middles in my life. Some have spanned months. Some have spanned years, okay? So I think messy middles are really normal. I think messy middles are really natural. But the reason I wanted to talk about them is because I think we so often see people on the other side of their messy middle. We see the emergence. We see the butterfly emerging from the, what's it called? The cocoon, okay? So we see this emergence. We don't see the messy middle. We don't hear about the messy middle. So when we're in our messy middle, we're like, what the fuck? Am I the only person who is going through this? Is this normal? Am I going crazy? No, you're not. They're totally normal. So I want to give you some examples of how this could show up in different areas of your life. So for example, you have a business idea. This business idea drops in. And you are all in. You're excited, you're enthusiastic, you think this is the best idea ever. And then comes the messy middle. Or you're in a relationship breakup. Now, maybe you were the one who decided to break up with this person and you know it's the right thing to do. But then the heartache kicks in, the missing them kicks in, the grief kicks in. And there's all this doubt. Should we have broken up? Maybe I should have stayed with them. What am I doing? Why am I single? And another example I wanted to give, moving abroad. So you've made the decision that you're going to leave the country, the place you're in, whatever. You're going to move abroad. You're so excited, but then the difficulty involved in moving abroad becomes clear and you start to panic. Now, I could give you these examples because these are all examples that I have been through. Maybe you're nodding your head as well listening. Maybe some of these are things that you've been through as well. I want to hear about your messy middles. Like, drop me a message. Like, what's the messy middle that you've been through or that you're experiencing right now? But this is what I want to share. A messy middle will shake you to your core. It will cause uncertainty. It will cause setbacks. And it really calls in the need for perseverance. So the first example of a messy middle that I want to share from my own life is the time I decided to start a jam company, okay? So if you don't know this story already, in a previous life, I was an insurance broker. So I did all the quote-unquote right things. I studied hard. I got my undergrad. I got my master's. I did all my graduate applications. I got this amazing job. After the first year, I got this amazing pay rise. I did all my qualifications. I don't even know what it was, like a diploma in insurance or something. Fuck knows. Anyway, I got whatever the qualification was. I got it super fast because, you know, I'm just like a Capricorn. I like to get shit done. So I did all these things. And then I have my nervous breakdown. And I was on a train one day. I was in Manchester to see my parents. I was going back down to London. I started to cry and I could not stop crying. It was like something had broken within me. It was this experience of the most intense grief I have ever felt. And it literally felt like I had been kind of taping up the cracks for so long. And all of a sudden, I reached critical mass. And I just exploded. And all these places where I'd been taping things back together, they just flung off. And it was the worst shit show ever. And I was on a fucking train and I'm just crying my eyes out. Jake's like, are you okay? I'm like, I don't know. I can't stop crying. Anyway, the Monday comes, still can't stop crying. Tuesday comes, I'm still crying. So I end up going to the doctor. I don't know where else to go either. Like, no one tells you. If you have a mental breakdown, here is where to go, okay? Like, we know if we break our leg, we go to the hospital. We know if we've got a bit of strep throat, we go to the doctor. Like, I feel like in life, we're given, like, general rules of where to go. If you've got a fire, you call the fire brigade. Like, no one tells you where to go when you're having a nervous breakdown. So I call the doctor, and they sign me off work. I am mortified that I've been signed off work. All I can think is everyone at work is going to know that I'm a nut job. And I am sat in this void. I am sat in this very fucking messy middle where all my normal friends, quote unquote normal, they're all at work doing their jobs. They're in their 9-to-5s. They're busy during the working week, okay? And I am sat in my bedroom alone questioning my entire fucking existence. It was the messiest of messy middles. So I'm in this messy middle and the first week I just lie there and I don't really do anything, to be honest. I don't want to read books. I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to journal. I don't want to go outside. I am just literally lying in my room being like, how the fuck did my life come to this? How the fuck did I get here? And having these realizations bit by bit around, oh my God, like, I have just followed what everyone has told me to do. I never questioned if I'd be happy doing it. I have just followed what is the norm. I've never questioned, is there something else available to me? And I've also followed this pathway thinking that this is the pathway to quote unquote success without really questioning what is my definition of success? What does success look and feel like to me? So I'm having these really deep thoughts lying in my bedroom in East London, out on the canal, whilst all my friends are at work. And after the first week, I was like, I gotta do something. And one of my favorite quotes, you've probably heard me say it before, it's actually from P.S. I Love You, the book / the movie. And the mum says to the daughter, you can't fall off the floor. If someone throws you a rope, you gotta start climbing. And what I would add to that is that sometimes no one's throwing you a fucking rope. Sometimes you have sat on the floor weaving your own rope and you're like, I got to put this to good use. So I realized no one was coming to save me. This situation wasn't going to fix itself. I had a week left that I was signed off, and there was two alternatives. One, I went back to the doctor and they probably signed me off again. Or two, I went back to work, pretended everything was okay, and suffered a nervous breakdown. And that was not okay with me. I was like, I need to change my life radically. I need to burn everything down and I need to rebuild it from the ground up. And that's literally what I did. So in that second week, I was like, I need to work out who the fuck I am. I need to work out what I like, what I want to do, what I enjoy. I need to really rediscover these things. So I started to go to all these different events, and one I went to was How to Start Your Own Food Business. And I actually thought maybe I can get a job with someone there. And I end up having this download for chia jam. So hear me out. Peanut butter back in the day wasn't healthy. I know it's going to blow your minds, particularly if you're, what are they called? Like Gen Zs? Millennials? I don't know. What are the young people called? Whatever the young people are called. It's going to blow your mind because you've grown up with nut butter as a health food. We did not grow up with nut butter as a health food. It was seen as really fatty. Remember, fat was the devil back in the day. Now we like love it. Keto, everything's changed. And it often had loads of sugar in. So it wasn't like a healthy thing to eat. And then came these nut butter brands. In the UK, it was Pippa Murray with Pippa Nut. And they made nut butters health foods. They got rid of the sugar. We were starting to realize like fat was good for us. We realized it was full of protein and we're on the protein hype. So she, you know, people like Pippa had really rebranded nut butter and brought them back into this, like giving them new life. So I saw what people had done for nut butter, and people were nut butter crazy. Like I still can't eat. Let me know if anyone else has this experience of this. I went through that phase where I would eat porridge or oats. I don't know if they call it porridge in the US. Anyway, oats, oatmeal, nut butter, and some like fruit. So maybe raspberries, banana, whatever, for breakfast every single day. The taste of porridge and nut butter now actually makes me gag a bit. Like I like overate it to the point it makes me feel a bit sick. But anyway, I was like, what goes with nut butter? Jam, like peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter and jam. It's like the classic combo, but no one was making healthy jams. So I was like, okay, if she's rebranded nut butter, I'm going to rebrand jam. I'm going to make chia jam. It's going to be no refined sugar in it. It's going to be a health food. And this is what I'm going to bring to the market. And it's going to be chia jam. And I'm going to call it cham. And I went all out. I was like the nutty professor in my kitchen. I spoke about this on the Boss Babe podcast a little bit, but like I was literally in the kitchen making these like potions. It's like, okay, this is what happens when we put maple syrup in it. This is what happens when we put coconut sugar in it. This is what happens when we just sweeten it with the fruit. This is with lime juice. This is with lemon juice. This is with vanilla extract, no vanilla extract. Like I was making all these like mini pots and trying them. And I live with my husband, Jake, and who's obviously been on the podcast, you know who Jake is, and my flatmates, because we have flatmates at the time because we couldn't afford our flat by ourselves. And I was like trying, getting them to try all these different cham potions. And I honestly probably seemed a bit mental. Like I really went all out with this. And this is the part that I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about the happy end just yet, but this is the messy middle. I go into work and I hand in my notice. I know that I have 3 months notice that I have to work. And I know that they're probably going to make me work it, not put me on gardening leave because I'm not going to a competitor. So I have 3 months notice to work. And I'm like, 3 months is long enough to start a business and get it running and to be okay. I'm just like laughing at myself. Honestly, I was so naive. Thank fuck. But like, I was like, 3 months, we got this, babes. I was like, if worse comes to worse, we can go work in a bar. I've worked in bars before. I used to work in bars at uni. Like, I mean, that's a whole story in itself. I used to work in bars anyway. Let's just leave it there for now. So I was like, if worse comes to worse, I can go work in a bar whilst I'm doing it. But then enters the messy middle. So I've handed in my notice at work. I've got all this enthusiasm. I'm like the nutty professor with all these different concoctions that I'm making. And I'm like, if worse comes to worse, I have a backup plan. But then I have this 3 month intervening period where I'm trying to get this business off the ground. I'm realizing it's a hell of a lot harder than I ever expected and a ton more complicated than I ever expected. And I am starting to wonder, have I lost my mind? okay? I have this amazing career. And like a whole, I remember when I handed my notice, and I'll always remember this, my boss saying, I thought you were going to be my boss one day. So like I had a good career path ahead of me. I had a good trajectory ahead of me. And I've let it all go. And I've handed my notice, not because I've got another job ahead of me, not because I even have a solid business plan at this point. I just have this wild idea that I can make jam sexy again. And I'm going to call it Jam, and I'm going to make it, and I'm going to put it out there. And I honestly thought I was going crazy at times. It was so tricky. It was so difficult. I was having to uncover the rules around jam, and I discovered I couldn't call it jam because the sugar content wasn't high enough. I was trying to work out how to utilize food safety in my own kitchen so I could make it at home and how to make sure that it was preserved. I was trying to work out shelf life. I was trying to work out how to find a manufacturer. I was working out branding and things like barcodes. Like I remember going to a shop called Planet Organic. I guess it's like an Air One if you're American. And they were like, we love the product. Like, can you put a barcode on it? Like, you guys, I just knew nothing. And it was this messy middle where I really questioned myself. And let's be honest, in your messy middle, other people are questioning you as well. Other people were like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, do you know what you're doing? Do you have a plan? But the messy middle comes to the other side, okay? So in that messy middle, what emerged from the other side was as being listed in Whole Foods, in Planet Organic, in Selfridges, in Ocado, in Holland & Barrett. We're in Deliciously Ella's delis. We actually launched faster than other food brands. And we had people coming up to us being like, how the hell have you done this in 18 months, okay? So on the other side of the messy middle, there is a happy ending, okay? It might not be the happy ending you expect. It might not be the happy ending that you thought it was going to look like, but there is, maybe let's rename it from the happy ending to the best ending for you, okay? So how do you know if you're in a messy middle, okay? How do you know if you're in a messy middle or you're just a fucking mess? Because let's be honest, that's the question you're asking yourself. It's very different to be like, I'm just in a mess and there's no direction and everything is chaos and I can't work out north from south or head from tail. Two, I know that I want to go somewhere and I want to do something and I want to create something, or I know that I need to let go of something and I'm in the messy middle and I'm heading somewhere. So I'm going to break it down, okay? Messy middle or fucking mess. And by the way, if you are a fucking mess, it's okay. I've been a fucking mess too. That happens in life sometimes, but let's dive in. So a messy middle begins with a decision, a desire, or a death. So you either decide to make something happen, you recognize a desire that cannot become unseen, or you realize you need to let go of something. Can I just say I'm really fucking proud of this? I was like, how do I break down messy middles having experienced them so much? And I came up with this framework and I was like, this is fucking genius. So, okay. So you either decide to make something happen, you recognize a desire that cannot become unseen, or you realize that you need to let something go. Let's give some examples. So a decision could be, I am going to quit my job. That was a decision that I made. I was like, I need to quit this job. I'm fucking miserable. A desire could be something like, I want to start a business. This is something that I desire to do. I want to live abroad. And when you have tapped into that desire, the reason that it throws you into a messy middle is like, you can't unsee it. You can't undesire it. Like, you know that you want this at a core level and you know that you need to go make this happen, or there's a death. So I think messy middles can actually start with deaths as well. And a death example would be, I need to leave this relationship. So maybe it's become clear to you that this relationship is not working, you're growing apart, it's holding you back, and you're like, I need to leave. And that can obviously throw up your life in a million different ways. So when I was first unpicking the messy middle, I was saying that it's, you make this decision and there's excitement and enthusiasm. I think that can be true. So for example, often when you are in the early stages of starting a business, there is so much excitement and enthusiasm. You're like, this is going to be the best fucking thing ever. Okay. So you have all of that. But when we're going a little bit deeper and we're recognizing this kind of death element, I think we need to honor the different energies that can be there at the start of the journey as well, because I think it's too black and white to be like, it's just excitement and enthusiasm. There can also be grief there. So particularly if you are dealing with a death, say going back to the example of a death of a relationship, there's going to be grief there. I've spoken on this podcast about the death of business, like letting parts of my business go. There is grief there when you let parts of your business go. There could also be, you know, fear as well. So I think we get to honor the energy and we get to honor the excitement, and we also get to honor this intense energy, which can bring in these quote unquote more negative energies, I guess, like grief, sadness, fear. Now, what's going to happen is you have this intensity, the intensity dies down, and then you are left in the messy middle. And you know what's just come to me? I think motherhood is a good example of this as well, because when you first give birth, everyone rallies around you. Everyone's like, are you okay? Is there anything I can get you? How can I support you? How can I support the baby? You know, they really like rally around. And then you kind of enter this no man's land, which is the messy middle, where those offers of support kind of die down a little bit. So the messy middle, there's been this intense energy. Maybe there's been this excitement. Maybe there's been this enthusiasm. Maybe there's some other emotions wrapped up in this. You're like at the top of the curve right now. I'm seeing this as like a bell. Is it a bell curve if it's upside down? Like maybe a reverse bell curve. So you're at the top of this peak right now and you're like all excited. And then comes the dip. Then comes the crash. Your energy crashes, your enthusiasm crashes, your self-belief crashes, doubt kicks in. And this is when we go down to the bottom of this, I'm just going to call it a reverse bell curve, okay? You're on the fucking floor. Things have sunk. The energy has dropped. The messy middle will make you think that you need to turn back. At this point in the messy middle, you will be looking at your previous version of life, at your previous version of business, at your previous version of relationship, whatever it is. And you'll be like, please, can I just go back there? Please let me just go back there. Now, one of two things are going to happen. You're either going to stay the course and you're going to keep moving forward one step at a time, or you're going to turn back. Let me tell you what happens from these two things. Okay. If you stay the course and continue, it's going to come to fruition in some way. We've scrapped the happy ending necessarily, but it is going to come to your highest benefit. Or you turn back and you come go where you came from. Let me tell you what happens then. You are going to be fucking miserable. You cannot unsee what you have seen. You cannot undesire the desire, okay? And now that you have tasted that fruit, you can't go back. Because you're going to go back and you're going to try and make yourself happy. You're going to try and make yourself comfortable in a place that you no longer fit, in a place that you are no longer comfortable. And there's going to be this, I say this as I'm itching, but there's going to be this itch that you've not scratched, and it's just going to get more and more and more intense until you scratch it, okay? So maybe this is the best thing you've heard. Maybe this is the worst thing you've ever heard. There is no turning back. When you're in the messy middle, you need to stay the course, okay? You need to stay on track. You need to keep moving forward. Because by continuing to honor a past version of yourself, you're dishonoring a future version of you. And that past version of you, you're never going to be as happy because you've outgrown her. You've already evolved and shifted into a different version of that person. So you need to start honoring future you and doing it for future you, okay? So I had this in my coaching business. And this is, let's fast forward the CHAM years. I have been running CHAM we're raising investment, and I realize this isn't what I want to do. This has been my bridge, not my happy ending. So I realized that I need to leave this company. It's all encompassing for many reasons. You know, the fact it was very UK centric, and I want to live abroad, that we were taking on investment and it became much more formal and corporate. And I just escape corporate. That was the whole thing. I wanted a much freer, in tune way of living. So in the background to running the business, because I'm a fucking mentalist, on top of running a business and working 50 million side hustles, which I actually talked about on the episode we did with Natalie and Mel, shout out cat blogging. I am doing a health coaching qualification in the background. The reason to do the health coaching qualification was I thought I'm talking about all these health benefits and I'm being on my own health journey, hence why I want to support healthy foods coming out. I would love to be able to know more about this in better depth and be able to support our customers with this with greater knowledge. So I've been doing this health and life. It was such a combined qualification, health and life coaching qualification in the background. And through that process, I keep hearing this whisper and it's like, you need to go coach. You need to go coach. And I'd heard this whisper before, but I had this weird belief that I feel like I plucked it off thin air. I had this belief that in order to be a coach, I needed to have already started a business. Really weird. I didn't want to do business coaching at that time. So I don't know where I got this belief from. Anyway, the whisper, the voice becomes so loud. I'm sure you've had this experience before. You try and ignore it and it's just getting louder and louder and louder. The voice becomes so loud, I cannot ignore it anymore. And I start my coaching business. So I start this coaching business and I do all the things that scare me. I'm going on Instagram Live. I'm sharing all my stories, talking to stories. I'm sharing posts. I'm doing all these things and I start to sign a couple of clients. And I think in the first month, it's around like £330 I think I make. It's definitely in the 300s, low 300s. So around £330 that I make. And I'm like, great, this is amazing. Like, I'm pretty blown away that people are paying me to do what I adore doing, the thing that I am so in love with. Like, it doesn't feel like work to me. I am just obsessed. I can read about personal development and all the rest of it till the cows come home. So, like, I am just thrilled that anyone wants to even pay me to do this. And then November, I can't remember how much I earned in November, but by December, I've earned £310. And I remember this because Christmas is coming. I'm freaking out about how I'm going to afford Christmas presents. And I remember thinking, like, it's actually dropped. Like, my earnings are going down rather than up. Like, you always think there's going to be an upward trajectory. No, there is a down. Entering the messy middle. I am in the messy fucking middle. I've heard the call. And this is very hero's journey-esque as well. So the hero on the hero's journey hears the call to go on this adventure. He crosses or she crosses the threshold into this other realm and they can't go back. They'll want to turn back. There's a point where they think, fuck, why have I done this? I should just turn back. But they can't turn back. They can't cross. They can't unsee. And then they face these challenges and these obstacles and then they emerge the other side with these gifts that they can share. So the messy middle is very, very closely aligned to the hero's journey. And this is what I was on. I had heard the call to coach. I had thrown myself into coaching. I've crossed over into this realm. And now I'm questioning myself. I'm thinking, I can't sustain myself on this. Surely if this is what I'm meant to be doing, I should be picking up momentum rather than declining. And I really had that moment of like, do I give up? You know, am I mental? I've spent £5,000 on this coaching qualification and I had to borrow the money to do it. I've now thrown myself into this coaching business. Like, am I just delusional? But I stayed the course and I made a decision in that moment to not pull back, but to go even deeper in. And I started to email every single day, different places around running in person workshops. And I had this question recently, actually, when I did a Q&A box for the podcast, and it was around like, what was like one of the biggest things that really set your business on fire in the early days? And this was it. I emailed like 50 places a day, which is actually surprisingly quick to do. So like, let's pull a finger out and get it done. But I emailed like 50 places a day and said, can I come and run a workshop at your space? It was like members clubs, yoga centers. Like, I thought I had the box. I ran a workshop in a Crabtree in Evelyn, which was like a beauty store. So I'm emailing all these places. And in January, I earn 1,700. Things like really pick up in a big way. I think the next month was 700, which to be fair, COVID emerged that month and all my in-person stuff was canceled. But then the month after I had my first 5K month, within that first year, I had a six-figure month. Within a year after that, I had a six-figure, not six-figure month, sorry. Within a year after that, I had a six-figure year. And then within a year after that, I had a six-figure month. So things took off in a wild, wild way. But had I just decided to turn back, that would have never happened. Those things never would have happened. I wouldn't have been able to support so many amazing women in that way. So you're in the messy middle when, and I wanted to just give you some like really tangible ways that you can self-diagnose your messy middle right now. First of all, you're feeling overwhelmed. So maybe at the start of the project, you were like, this is going to be amazing. And if you're anything like me, you'll be like, this seems so simple. Like when I was saying at this podcast, we've done podcasts before. I was like, ah, podcast, easy. And it's only when you really start to like delve into things, it's like, you open one door and you realize there's like 20 decisions behind that door that need to be made before you can enter the next door. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, it's okay, babes. You're in the messy middle and that is totally normal. You're experiencing self-doubt. Obviously, when you're in this no man's land, and often in this messy middle, you're not getting the feedback. So if you're getting feedback and immediate gratification, it's very easy to see that what you're doing is worth doing. But when you're not getting that immediate gratification, when you're not in that feedback loop, that's when you're like, I'm giving and giving, giving all this energy. I'm not getting anything back. That's when the self-doubt can kick in. You're like, am I doing something wrong? Was this a bad idea? Am I just a terrible fucking human being? Okay. So you can experience all this self-doubt. Whereas what's really happening here is we need to get used to delayed gratification. We live in a world where we're getting a dopamine hit every time we get a like on Instagram. We have our phones going off, constantly giving us dopamine hits, you know? We can have anything we want at the click of a button. An Amazon package, oh God, bloody Amazon packages. But Amazon packages can arrive the next day. I can order a coffee and it can arrive here within 20 minutes. You know, like it's instant gratification all the time. And in so many ways, that's great. And in so many ways, it's holding us back because sometimes the best things that we want to create, sometimes our masterpieces take more time. Sometimes it involves delayed gratification. Sometimes it involves waiting a little bit longer. And trust me, bring that into your sex life as well. And that's got a huge upgrade as well. But anyway, we just need to be okay with a little bit more delayed gratification. The path doesn't feel clear. And because of this, you might be experiencing indecision as well. So when you first have an idea, you're so focused on the vision, you're so focused on the idea, you don't necessarily worry about how to get there. And this is a good thing. Naivety can be your best friend in that moment. But as you start to actually try and bring this idea or this desire into reality, you realize that you don't have a fucking clue how to do it. You don't understand this one aspect that you need to grasp. You actually just don't even know where to begin and you're stuck in a loop of indecision or you're so worried about making the wrong decision that you won't let yourself make a decision. This is really normal in the messy middle. This is normal to feel like, I don't know where the hell I'm going. And I'm going to give you some really helpful tools at the end of this podcast about how to navigate this. But for now, just know it's normal and the experiencing indecision as part of that as well. So even with this podcast, something I got stuck on for so long was the name. And I am grinning at myself saying that because the amount of clients that I've worked with and they're like getting caught up on a program name and I'm like, babe, like the name doesn't matter. Like the name does not matter. Just launch the fucking thing. Like we can change the name later on. Like my programs have changed name before. Just launch the thing, do the thing and worry about the name after. The name is not the biggest deal. Let me tell you, the name for the podcast took me so long. I had this massive list and then I went through and I looked what had trademarks, what didn't. It was like a whole process that I put myself through and I actually had two front runners in the end. So one was It Girl Energy and the other one was It's Upgrade Season. And in the end, I decided It's Upgrade Season was the one because I'll be honest, loads of other people talk about It Girl Energy and I was like, I want to have the thing. I want this to be the Upgrade Season podcast. But I was stuck in indecision and it was just that messy middle period. And I'm actually glad that I held out a little bit longer because I love the vibe of this podcast. And from all the feedback we've had, you girls are loving the vibe too. So it's okay. It's okay to be in that period. The next thing that you might notice when you're in the messy middle is progress may seem slow or non-existent. And because of this, you might be feeling frustrated, you might be feeling tempted to give up, and you might be wondering if you're fucking mental. And if you're wondering, I actually wrote that in my notes. Like, you might be wondering that. I still really struggle with this, I'll be honest. Like, when I have that energy surge and I want something to happen, when I'm in the messy middle and nothing seems to be happening, I definitely feel that frustration. I definitely feel like hello fucking universe. Like, I've cast this big vision. I'm ready to receive my manifestations. I am ready to receive. Like, it's gonna be epic. Let's fucking go. And then nothing's happening. And you're like, oh my God. Like, did you not hear me? Did I put in the wrong order? It can be really frustrating and it can be really tempting to give up. But let me tell you, the only way that you can guarantee failure is by giving up, okay? The only way you can guarantee failure is by giving up. In order to create success, whatever your definition of success is, you need to stay the course. You need to keep going and you need to work through even when you're getting nothing back. You need to keep throwing and throwing and throwing that energy out there even when you're not receiving anything back, because trust me, it is cumulative, okay? That energy is accumulating. There are things happening. I remember Brennan Burchard saying something like, God's opening doors for you right now that you don't even know are being opened. And I love that. It really brings me back to this knowledge and this reassurance that there are things happening right now for me. I get like tingles talking about this because like it's happening for me right now as well. It's happening for you. If you're listening to this, like just know this is happening. Just like take this in for a minute. Right now, there are all these amazing things happening in the background, just preparing you for this emergence, preparing you for this incredible thing, preparing you for this incredible reality, this incredible success that you're going to experience. And all you need to do is trust. All you need to do is stay in that trust. And I promise you, babes, you're not fucking mental. And if you are mental, then the best fucking people are, okay? I just moved through my own messy middle recently as well, as I've shared on the podcast, but I want to share it through this framework so you can see it a little bit more and you can start to unpick it in your own experiences as well. So the decision I made was that I wanted to change my business to meet me where I'm at right now. I have shifted and evolved so much over the last 4 years, and I've also become a mother, as you might know. But as part of that, I knew that my business needed to shift and evolve and it needed to meet me where I was at right now. I know some people can see business as business and just keep it rolling even when they don't feel aligned with the program anymore or excited by a program anymore. I'm just not that person. Like, I have to be all in. I had a desire. So I wanted to get creative. I wanted to go all in on the podcast. I wanted to write a book. I wanted to be in creator energy rather than coach energy all the time. So that was this desire. And once I tapped into that desire, I couldn't unsee it. I couldn't unfeel it. And every time I would, because yeah, I'm fucking human too. Every time I would try and go back and just be like, no, 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 the way that I was doing it was working, because it really fucking was working. I would be in that trying to make it work the way it used to. And how can I describe it? It was like trying to swim upstream, but not in a good way. It was like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Like, it just didn't fit. It just didn't feel good. It just felt so out of alignment. And then there was a death as well. So I needed to let go of previous programs, containers I was running. And that was so difficult because I poured my heart and soul into those, my blood, sweat, and tears. And they were incredible programs. We had incredible results, incredible women coming through them. So I'm in this stage where there's excitement. I've got this vision, it feels incredible, but there's also grief. And this vision is bigger than the one I have ever allowed myself previously. This vision is bigger than ever. And that is one piece of advice I will slip into straight away. Let your vision be bigger, not smaller, okay? I'm feeling excited, I'm feeling fired up, and then comes the messy middle. The messy middle is when I'm trying to decide my fucking podcast name for way too long. The messy middle is when I go to launch the podcast 2 to 3 times and delay the launching of it. The messy middle is when I have people asking me, please start a mastermind. And I'm literally having to turn away clients that I know I would love working with, but I know now is not the right time to be doing that work. I'm not saying it won't be in time to come, but right at that point in that messy middle, it wasn't the time. I had to sit on money I could have been making as well, you know? My business has always been about deep fulfillment, and there is a monetary element to running a business. And for the first time in my life, I was sat on hundreds of thousands of dollars that I just wasn't actioning. I wasn't going into. And again, that goes against the norm. That goes against everything we're told. We're told if you can make money, make it. And I'm sat there knowing I can make it, going, no, like it doesn't feel right now. Like I need to do some other things just right at this moment. So of course I question if I'm fucking mental. Of course I'm like, am I making the right decision? Of course there's times where I think about turning back. But staying the course is the only way. And I will keep saying that. So here's what I learned navigating the messy middle. And here is what I want to share with you if you're navigating your own, okay? So the messy middle requires a lot of resilience and inner strength. Not so long ago, if someone had asked me if I was resilient, I probably would have said no. And that's probably a lot to do with how harsh I am on myself. I know Jake mentioned that when he was on the podcast. I can be my own worst critic. But I didn't see myself as a particularly resilient, inner strengthy person. And it was actually going through everything that I went through postpartum with the paralysis and having a traumatic pregnancy and traumatic labor that I realized just how resilient I am and how much I've been through in my life and how I do have an inner strength. I couldn't have created everything that I've created unless I did. And the reason I'm sharing that is because you do too. I believe we all have inner strength and we have the capacity to be resilient within us. We just need to dig deep and get it done. And I think when you can't believe in how resilient you are and you can't believe in your inner strength, believe in the vision. Because if you believe in the vision that you have for your life, for your business, for your relationship, your partnership, whatever it may be, if you have this vision and you let it shine brightly and boldly enough, you will find the resilience and you will find the inner strength required for you to get there. There may be some pity parties sat on the floor in between, but overall, you will dig into that strength and that resilience. Trust that the messy middle is where the real work happens. It's where we're tested and it's where we're challenged in ways that we might not have anticipated. And I think there's a real temptation when we're in the messy middle to just start scrambling. And the image that came to my mind there was like, we're in quicksand, okay? And we're panicking that we're in the quicksand. And the more we're panicking, the quicker we're sinking. The more you can bring peace to your messy middle, and instead of trying to escape it, allowing it to be the catalyst for the very thing that you desire the most, the more magic and alchemy we can get from this experience. So instead of seeing it as this hurdle that we need to overcome, this wall that we need to break down, we can see it as an opportunity for growth and for learning. And I remember experiencing this in my business before. I was experiencing a period of difficulty and a friend turned around to me. And this is at the point where my business had grown rapidly. We were at multiple six figures. And she said, Alex, these are your seven-figure lessons. She was like, you are destined and you're designed to have a seven-figure business. But in order to have that, in order to hold that, and in order to be able to do that in a way that you enjoy, you need to go through these lessons. You need to move through these things. So embracing the discomfort and embracing the uncertainty, it can actually lead to greater resilience and the development that you need in the long run, the tools, the skills, the lessons, even maybe just like in a more masculine sense, the systems that you need to have in place for the long run. The question here for you is, what if the messy middle is the key to unlocking your desire? What if instead of it being this thing that you need to fight and resist against, what if that's the very way that you make your desires manifest? So how do we navigate it? Well, I've mentioned this already and I'm going to bring it up again because this is probably one of the most important parts. Keep the vision strong, even when it feels a million miles away, even when you are on the floor questioning God, how the fuck you are going to make this happen. Keep the vision strong. This is why I love having a vision board. I don't care if you think I'm a basic bitch. I love a vision board. The vision board is so powerful for our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind talks in images. It doesn't know real from not real. So we are looking at those. We are rewiring our subconscious in one of the most powerful ways simply by having a vision board. Let me tell you, when you go into the science behind vision boards, there is nothing basic bitch about those vision boards, okay? I actually have a vision board masterclass. I'll make sure to link it in the show notes if you do want to dive into a vision board, because I think they're the best tools. I have them on my phone, I have them on my laptop, I have them in my office. That really helps me tap into those visions, particularly in the messy middle, and stop needing to know the how, okay? The how is going to be part of it, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But the vision is the most powerful, strong thing that will keep you finding the how, even when it feels unclear. And talking of the how, keep taking small steps, no matter how small, towards your goals and your dreams and your desires. Break the larger goals into smaller, more manageable tasks. So I really remember my friend Laura talking about this. We were on the Boss Babe retreat together in Tulum last year. Laura is the amazing founder of Lulu Bells. She is so fucking cool. Check her out if you haven't already. And she was talking about her own business. She's built this incredible, incredible business. And she was talking about how she kind of challenges herself to mini missions. So she sets herself mini challenges, mini missions in her business that she needs to accomplish. It really helps her stay motivated. And this is actually proven in science as well. So there is this thing called the progress principle. And research has shown that experiencing a sense of progress, no matter how small, can increase motivation and well-being. So when individuals break down their goals into smaller, achievable tasks and track their progress, they are more likely to stay motivated and resilient during the messy middle. And that's so easy for you to implement right now. Set yourself, I like to give myself one scary thing to do each day, which tends to be like a big grisly thing that takes me closer towards my dreams, but makes me a little bit shit scared. So an example for a podcast could be reaching out to a podcast guest who I'm like, I really want them on the podcast, but I'm like shit scared to reach out to them. But breaking it down into those things and giving yourself smaller tasks that you know you can achieve as well that will give you that sense of progress. Go deeper instead of leaning out. So when we're in the messy middle, like I said, we want to panic, we want to flap, we want to get through it as quick as possible. We want to be like, ugh, this feels uncomfortable, I don't want to do this. How can you just lean in? How can you actually see the messy middle as this necessary requirement in experiencing the magic on the other side? And bring this level of acceptance and joy to the experience, because you're like, okay, maybe joy is a little bit far. Messy middles can be messy. But really just bringing this acceptance and letting yourself be in the process and lean in even further. So moving away from joy, if you're experiencing grief, allowing yourself to experience that grief fully. If you're experiencing fear, sitting with your fear. One of the most powerful practices that I've done in my business is sitting with my fear. And this was one of the things that helped me achieve a huge upgrade in my own business. And I would sit on my mat. When I felt the fear, I would come away from what I was doing. I would sit on my yoga mat in my office and I would just sit with the fear. I would allow myself to experience that fear. I would sit with the fear. I'd be present with the fear. And do you know what's interesting when you do that? Fear starts to shift. Fear starts to move. You stop fearing the fear as much. You realize that fear isn't this all controlling being, you know, it's something that you get to work with. The other thing that you can do to move through the messy middle is maintain majority of focus on the positive. So like I said, lean into those more difficult experiences of grief, of fear and things like this. I am not saying gaslight yourself and only good vibes only. What I would say though, is that you want to lean towards the positive a little bit more, okay? So instead of thinking like, everything's going to shit, I'm never going to find a partner again, I'm never going to find true love again, this business is doomed to fail. Like obviously if you're sat in that day after day, like you're going to want to give up. So how can you bring some joy and some gratitude to what you are experiencing and maintain focus on the positive? Well, one of the simplest ways is through the three blessings exercise. So this was popularized by the positive psychologist researcher Martin Seligman, and it involves reflecting on three things that went well each day and why they went well. I think that's a really important part. So three things that went well and why they went well. And studies have shown that this practicing of gratitude can improve overall well-being and resilience, which are crucial in the messy middle. And it's really important to celebrate yourself in this way, to celebrate the small victories in this way, because I think we can often focus on the big victories and the big celebrations, but those big celebrations are often achieved through the small moments, the small victories that led up to that. It's this compounding effect. We talk about the quantum leap. Quantum leaps are often achieved through the compounding of smaller leaps, okay? So make sure that you are doing those three blessings, that you're writing down three things that went well every day. And I challenge you, do not be a Debbie fucking Downer who is like, oh, I don't have anything to celebrate. There is always something to celebrate. Celebrate the fact that you're still showing up to your business. Celebrate the fact that you woke up and you didn't cry first thing straight away after the breakup. You know, like celebrate whatever it may be. There is always something worth celebrating. So find those things. And if you can, have people around you who support you, who offer encouragement, who offer perspective and support. Like find those people to be your cheerleaders. Next up, remember everything is figureoutable. I love this phrase from Marie Folio because whenever you're coming up against a challenge or an obstacle, just really coming at it with that perspective will help you seek solutions. Instead of being like, this mountain is unclimbable, there's no solution to this, you're gonna find new and creative ways of doing things. I think this is particularly important in your business because trust me, there's gonna be obstacles, whatever level you're at, new level, new devils, like you will find difficulties, but knowing they are figureoutable will shift the way that you approach them and help you get through that messy middle. And lean into trust, okay? I actually have trust tattooed on my wrist. I got this tattoo just after we got our US visa. And that threw me into some messy middles, let me tell you. We landed in Miami. We were there for a couple of months. I was like, Miami is a fucking vibe. I need to move to Miami. I gotta make this happen. And I was excited. I had a pathway. I manifested $100,000 and warp speed in 30 days. It was fucking wild. Like, it was incredible. Like, everything was rolling. We go back to the UK, have a call with my lawyer, and my lawyer's like, yeah, this isn't gonna happen for a while. The offices were backed up from COVID. It was such a slap in the face. And not only that, he was like, you need to stay in the UK. You can't be traveling in this time. And a friend called me and she said, Alex, we get to make this happen. And she actually shared with me a different type of visa that I was totally eligible for and connected me with her visa lawyer who she'd use. And I went through this process and it wasn't simple. It required so much trust and faith. And I just had to keep coming back to this energy of trust, this belief that this desire was dropped into me for a reason. We were meant to be in the US. I didn't know why, but I just knew that was where we were meant to be. And to just keep leaning into this energy of trust. Like I said earlier, that feeling that God was opening doors I didn't know about right now. And I used to visualize that I had the word trust written on my wrist before I did. So every time I was questioning myself, I'd look down to my right wrist and I'd just be like, trust. I just gotta trust. And we're obviously living in the US right now. So everything came to fruition. And I got that tattoo afterwards as this really potent reminder. Trust is always available to us. Trust is a decision that we make to lean into. And we just have to trust in those messy middle moments. I'm going to wrap this up, but this is what I want to leave you with. And maybe this is the most important part of the podcast. The messy middle is normal and natural. The messy middle is actually part of your journey to growth and success. It is okay to feel uncertain, self-doubt, and frustration. Everyone experiences this. Your job is to maintain trust and faith. Your job is to keep the vision front of mind. You get to stop letting your life be decided for you and decide on it instead, knowing that the challenges that you face today will ultimately make you stronger tomorrow. I love you. Thank you for joining me. If you're in a messy middle, you fucking got this. It's going to be amazing. If you're on the other side, maybe share some wisdom. Do you know what? I'm going to put up a post on Instagram asking for some wisdom. So if you're on the other side, please go on that post, share some wisdom with people who are in it at the moment. If you haven't already, share this episode with a friend, leave us a review, do all the things. I love you. I'm so grateful you're here with me. I'm sending you so much joy, so much love, and so much abundance.